you, Lord Jesus Christ.
I've been given a lot of thought to the theme of our assembly during these last days. Let go, let come, and be. How those words speak to me, and I hope to you. First of all, the thought has come to me that let go is actually a decision. We decide to let go because somehow it has come to our conclusion, our hearts, that God has willed it so. It reminds me biblically of the Lord in Gethsemane. He obviously had a preference. He preferred not to drink from the chalice. He even said, if it's possible, Father, let it pass without my having to drink from it. But not my will, but yours be done. That was the bottom line for Jesus. It's the bottom line for us. There are things, precious things, that many of us, all of us, in some way or another, have to let go. We decide, because God is asking of us, to let go. It is a decision of the will that's rooted in our love for God, in our confidence in His care for us. Is it easy? No. Would we wish it otherwise? Yes. But bottom line, as with Jesus, not my will, Father, but yours be done. Let go. I choose it. The other, let come. We decide to be open, to be receptive, to be welcoming to whatever the Lord has in store for me, for us, for our individual monasteries, for our federation, for our order. The response, the biblical response to that for me is Mary's fiat. And she said, let it be done to me according to your will. She had no clue what that would mean in the years ahead. No clue as to the crosses that she would have to share with her son, or the sword piercing his heart that would pierce her heart as well. The Galilean springtime yielding to a denial and betrayal and crucifixion and dying. But did she ever vary from that fiat? No. It's an openness to whatever the Father would ask of us, of me, of you, of us. But B is a decision as well. It is to live between those two moments, as we talked about just before this Mass, to be joyful in the midst of it, of this letting go and before the coming comes, to be open and optimistic and joyful, and to embrace the now. The in-between, that being, that connects those two, letting go and letting come, in such a way that even the mind can't lay hold of, but the heart can. And how does this relate to our Feast of the Visitation and the mystery of the Visitation? Well, both Elizabeth and Mary had to let go of the familiar. I mean, here she was, an elderly woman, Elizabeth, about to be a mother. And here was Mary, unwed, about to be a mother, already knowing that their sons would be coming, not knowing what their future would be or theirs, but nevertheless saying yes to it. They had to let go and to be open to let come. And in the midst of it, they celebrated with one another. They cared for one another. They looked out for one another. They enjoyed one another. They were with one another. And it was in that moment between the letting go of the familiar and the known, in the openness to let come whatever the Lord would send. That moment of joyful now is the moment of redemption. Because in that moment, John leapt in his mother's womb, the beginning of new life for us and our world. Well, our leadership is entering a period now of that same tension between letting go and letting come, in inviting us to live joyfully the now. Without regret, saying yes to whatever the Lord asks of us, with great hope, saying yes to whatever He sends us, and meanwhile living joyfully, cordially, lovingly, optimistically in the now. It won't be easy for Susan Marie and her council to lead us during these years ahead, but you will make it easy. You will smooth the path for them. You will help them by praying for them, helping them, encouraging them, and really when they ask it of you, saying yes to them. Okay? Those are my words. Those are your words. Let go, let come, be. May God be praised.